Listener Production.
Hello, Alicia McFarlane with your news briefing. The Prime Minister has landed in Alice Springs amid calls to act on the town's skyrocketing crime rates. The CEO of the Central Australian Aboriginal Corporation and local of 36 years has now weighed in on the issues, calling on a rejig of alcohol restrictions. Donna Archie has told the ABC the situation is the worst she's ever seen.
This generation, we're going to have their children behaving like they are because they're not going to school. We've got 3,000 kids that aren't going to school in the Northern Territory. There's a tsunami ahead of us.
It's now believed an Australian teacher missing in Africa since October has been killed. Local media has released a video of Mark Civarella's alleged killers who have admitted to poisoning him. The New South Wales man had been working as an English and music teacher in the Republic of Congo for 6 years. Tragedy has struck again in California with two more mass shootings claiming the lives of at least seven people. A 67-year-old man allegedly opened fire at a mushroom farm and trucking facility. He's now in custody, believed to have worked at one of the properties. NBL star Harry Froehling has undergone emergency surgery after suffering a fractured skull during a one-punch attack. It's understood the Brisbane Bullets Centre was assaulted after the team's away game in Wollongong at the weekend. More trouble for Qantas, this time involving a flight to WA. QF887 heading from Adelaide to Perth was forced to turn back 45 minutes into the journey over incorrect paperwork. In sport, Karen Khachanov is through to his first Oz Open semi-final after his opponent Sebastian Korda retired hurt during the third set. The Russian telling Nine he feels at the top of his game.
Sebastian beat one of my friends, Daniil, in three sets. Five sets against Hurkacz, you know, he's playing great tennis. Really happy about my level, about the way I compete, and looking forward to semi-finals.
The Rabbitohs have extended the contract of Saliva Havili for a further 2 seasons, and the Aussie women's T20 side has beaten Pakistan by 8 wickets.